Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everyone. We've got a great show lined up tonight. You got three rows here. We've got Paul and the beautiful Chatio, and we've got Miss Kim, our producer. How are you doing tonight, Kim?
I am doing good. I'm sorry about that. Hey, I was yelling at my dog, and I forgot I was unmuted. I am doing very good. How was your holidays? Glad to have you back, Michael.
My holiday was awesome. I got 10 days in Florida with my family, just us alone, and then I got 4 days in the mountains with Mr. Freedom Stick and Packing Patriot, and I'll tell you, those guys are two of the most awesome guys I've ever met. Definitely be a lifetime friendship. We're already planning our next trip together. It's awesome people.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Brought us all together. Yeah, it definitely made me some awesome friends. But
I'm very glad to hear that. So tonight we do have an amazing show. We've got Big Red joining us with Zippy. Well, it's actually Zippy, but Big Red comes along with the package. And we have CTV Nick. So I'm so excited to have him on also. How is Mr. Chad doing tonight?
Well, you know, I'm pretty excited. CTV Nick, you know, he thinks he's going to come on the show and be all quiet. We got news for you, Nick. We're going to put you in the hot spot. And, you know, we know you bought Chris for backup. you know, Chris is on our side. we suck you in to come on. No, I'm just kidding, Nick. But anyways, Michael, I'm glad that you're back. You know, Jessica May, she was a great co-host. I think, you know, anytime you want to go on holidays, she'd be more than happy to pick up the slack. She did a great job. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought she did an awesome job. I listened to the show, Saturday night after I got everybody to bed. I just hung out, listened to the show, and flipped through emails just trying to catch up on work. She did a great job. Joe was awesome. Really good show, man. Y'all did a great job. Carried on like y'all don't even need me. It was a great show.
We need you, brother. Don't feel that way. You know, we got a lot to talk about. So you're up in the mountains with the, the TikTok bandits, we'll call them, the Packing Patriot and Mr. Freedom Stick. How was it? You know, are they up there hiding away? Are they still in the mountains? Tell us.
They're not. Well, Mr. Freedom Stick is definitely in the mountains still, but he lives in the mountains, so... And Packing Patriots back at the steel mill working. So, those guys, I'll tell you right now, Chad, you know, you see people meet all the time. You know, I was a little nervous about going and taking my family up there and actually spending time with these guys because we've never met in person. I thought, you know, there was a little bit of awkwardness or something maybe. Dude, when I met Packing Patriot, the guy walked up, gave me a huge hug, and I felt instantly like we've known each other forever. And same thing with, you know, Freedom Stick. They are awesome people, awesome patriots. Man, we had a year's worth of conversations in 4 days and just, you know, in a couple hours every night that we just hung out. And it was awesome. It really was. And to have some like-minded individuals that think like we do that I can just call and talk to, and it's awesome. That commie app that we're on, TikTok, that has apparently banned me for life on, definitely made me a family. And, you know, I got on Instagram. I've got 700 followers on Instagram already. My family, like almost everybody that I care about has already found me on Instagram. So TikTok didn't do anything but bring a whole lot of us together. So Kit Kat, I'm here, Kit Kat. I'm not on TikTok right now. I'm going to give it about 3 or 4 weeks, send them a couple nice, you know, Chatio emails, and we'll see what happens.
But, you know, Michael, I don't know, like, I knew as soon as I seen that video with you and those guys, I knew that, Michael's heading for the same kind of, yeah, you belong to the TikTok bandits now. You know, but like you said, Instagram, anybody listening, you can get us all on Instagram. We're all over there. Instagram seems to be a little more tolerant. they don't give us the reach yet. I don't know how you grow on TikTok. But then again, I got probably 800-900 followers already, so I can't really say too much about it. But whatever it is that drives the algorithm over there, I don't know. But they don't seem to be so particular about bothering you.
Yeah, I haven't had one video taken down yet over there. I haven't been harassed. I hate learning new platforms, but the messaging over there, you can send messages, you can send videos. You don't have to be friends with somebody to message them. So there are a lot of things about Instagram that I like. My wife tried to get me on there forever, and I just wouldn't get on there because, you know, I just thought, no, that's a girl thing, that's a mom thing. But, no, Instagram's pretty cool. I wish that I could find the rest of my Patriots out there, but like I said, I've found a lot of them and awesome people. They're, you know, it's a cool platform. I've just got to learn it. But my name on there, so nobody else has to say it, is Three Rows More Hoes. And, yep, that's it. So if you want to find me, that's where I'm at. Mom
yeah,
thing.
And, you know, Mr. Mom, that's what we're going to call you now. The TikTok Mom.
That's
now
right.
You call me TikTok Dad. So, you know, it was, it's great to have you back. I like seeing you over on Instagram. You're starting to do a good job with it. You know, TikTok, it has a flawed system, and the flawed system is, you know, anybody could do up a bunch of bots, hackers, whatever the case may be. If your video gets 10 reports, it gets taken down until it gets looked at. And, you know, they should change it so that somebody got to have a bit of skin in the game. So if they don't have 1,000 followers to lose, they shouldn't be allowed to report you. And that's my, opinion on it. These bots and nameless nobodies reporting your videos. I mean, it's sad. And then, you know, I was on live tonight, and I got pretty fired up there for a little bit. And, you know, guaranteed I'll wake up tomorrow morning with 5 or 6 videos, you know, all on appeal. And, you know, and it's just sad that people got to be so sour in their life that they got nothing better to do but try and take you down on TikTok. They don't even realize, Michael, you lose account within a couple of days, you got 50,000 people again. So you can't silence the voice.
No, man, I made an account Sunday night. I put one video on there. I woke up about, I think I put it on about 1 o'clock in the morning. I woke up at maybe about 4:30 to get up, start my day, and I already had over 3,000 followers on there, like 10,000 likes. I was like, wow. That's like in the middle of the night, in 3 hours. You know, I tried a lot of things. I tried to make a private account yesterday, changed my whole name, changed my whole picture. But as soon as I put a video on, I was taken down about 2 hours after I made it. So it's definitely got to be an AI thing. It's either that or it's a creator that I follow that is in with TikTok that's taking people down. I've heard that's happening. Some of the bigger creators, conservative creators, are actually taking people like me down, and TikTok's allowing it. So I don't know. I'm kind of looking into that. I've got a couple guys that I'm going to talk to about that. But another guy that keeps getting banned on there here in the last few weeks, that he's noticed a pattern, and so I'm talking to him about that now. It's pretty crazy that people that you think is your friend and that you think is there to spread the truth and awareness would actually be taking you down because they're jealous or because you get more views or likes than them, because I never cared about the fucking views or likes. I've met some awesome family, and I've gotten people to wake up and think for themselves. That's all I cared about. That's all I wanted. So I feel like even, you know, part of my job on TikTok is even done. I've had hundreds of people tell me, hey, I'm speaking up, I'm speaking out because you can't, because they banned you. And I'm like, that's fucking awesome. You know, people, you know, Freedom Stick, Packing Patriot, and I aren't there. And so people are filling our shoes. And that's awesome.
Well, I think, Michael, I think it has a lot to do. Honestly, we may be blaming TikTok, but I don't know. I've become a TikTok spokesman here lately because I start to understand a little bit about the app. And, you know, this show is sponsored. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I think a lot of people get taken down as government. You know, the government sends in a request, take these videos down, take these people down, they're dangerous. And, you know, what's TikTok to do? You know, that's just someone sitting back looking at knowing that these things happen. What do you think?
I absolutely do think that that's happening. I've heard from several higher-profile people that does actually happen, and we know that TikTok has already brought creators into the White House on Zoom calls and had them push their narrative and stuff like that. So the creators actually canceling us and the government canceling us, I think that that's probably both happening. Neither one of them would surprise me at all. You know, Kramer said that there was fights going on at TikTok headquarters because people were, you know, basically canceling people like us, and then people, you know, that are actually on the conservative side seeing it and would say something, and they were actually getting in fist fights over it. So who knows the actual truth? To me, it's a bunch of high school bullshit. A lot of drama on there. Every time I make a new account here in the last week or two, I've seen, like, a bunch of bullshit. Like, the conservatives are fighting with each other over the Q thing and this, that, and the other, and it's, you know, that's what they want. If we can't even come together and be unified together as conservatives or as libertarians or something, then how the fuck are we going to get the other side to ever join us if we can't even unify? And so they love it. You know, TikTok's letting that shit, you know, happen. That's why they're letting Kramer stay on, I think, because Kramer has an opposing view on some of that. So he started a wildfire over there on TikTok and has everybody fighting. Everybody's fighting if Q's real or not and if Trump's controlled opposition, and so I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's I've been caught up in some TikTok drama myself, and I am not a drama person. I hides away. I don't say nothing to nobody. I comes in, says my 60-second spiel, and gets out. You know, I'm like float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I don't get involved in drama. And, you know, this whole Camp for All thing, and we'll bring it up when we got the guest on, because it's a sore subject. But just a little beforehand, you know, that has sparked some outrage, and I'm sorry for anybody that, you know, supported it based on my influence. You know, I don't even know what's going on there, and, you know, nobody really knows yet until some people come out and there's a police investigation, I'm sure, but... you know, it just hurts my heart that we did this for the kids. The only reason I got involved was to help children, and, you know, it just turned out the way it did. My understanding, you know, revelations will be made soon. So, you know, I'm not pointing fingers. I like everybody. I like the whole board. I just enjoyed every one of them, and to see it all come out like this just breaks my heart. What do you think?
Yeah, anytime children are involved, that's what pisses me off about being banned off of TikTok, just because I like to bring awareness to what they're doing to our kids. And anytime kids are involved in anything, man, anytime money's involved with anything, people get greedy. And so you just never know, Chad. It's people that I thought were honest, great people have really, you know, the last few years have really shined a light on themselves and showed that, you know, they're not who they say they are. So that's about all I want to talk about on that. I don't know really a whole lot of the situation, but yeah, that's why I was nervous about going to meet Freedom Stick and Packing Patriot, just because you just never know who somebody really is until you get to know them and you meet their families. But, you know, like I said, I fucking found a gold bar with those guys. You know, they are exactly who they say they are, and they're amazing people.
And that's what you want. And you know, like I said, most of the patriots that I have met, I'd stand by, you know. But we could all be fooled. We could all get duped, and that's the way it is. And I just, you know, I just don't like drama. I don't like being caught up in it. I don't like my name associated with it. I try to get along with everybody. I don't like to see bullying. I don't like to see I understand there's a lot of hurt feelings in these things. But, you know, you just got to sit back and let these things work themselves out and try not to get too emotionally charged or too emotionally involved in it and let it go. But, you know, it is what it is, and where we're to tonight, what do you think about Big Red coming back on?
Man, I love that guy. That's another reason I hate being kicked off, because I can't see these people, man. And I consider a lot of these people my family. And Big Red, man, that dude is an awesome guy. I would love to meet him, just like I can't wait to meet you and your family, Chad. Just you can tell that he is a genuine fucking dude. And you know that you meet him, you're meeting awesomeness, you know. So I love hearing from him. I can't wait to hear from Nick. Nick is a freaking encyclopedia of information. And he seems a little shy, but that guy I think is going to be awesome. Him and Big Red, you got to stick around because this is going to be a good show.
Well, you know, and a lot of people don't know about Nick. You know, he comes on, and like you said, he's shy and stuff. But, you know, like he's pretty buff, right? You'd never say it by his videos, but he's in good shape. And, you know, I got a chance to meet him, shake his hand, and I was real, real proud. You know, to me, it was just like meeting a celebrity. And, of course, Big Red, I mean, what can you say? He's a true gentleman. He's been getting some trouble over on TikTok lately. You know, the trolls be going after him, and he go back. As soon as he punch back, they take, you know, try to take his videos down. It's a bit childish. But, you know, we all might be over the Instagram boards all over.
Yep. And Instagram's not going to be any better because, you know, for, I don't know, 3-4 months, I was banned off of Facebook, and it's all the same thing. So I'm sure soon enough they'll catch on over on Instagram, and it'll be the same thing. We really need, which it probably will never happen because, you know, you'd have to freaking bust through Silicon Valley, but we really need a Patriot platform where we can actually all talk. It doesn't have to be a Patriot platform. It just needs to be an all-inclusive platform where if this group can't talk about this, then neither can this fucking group. And all rules go to all people. That's all I care about. I don't want to silence anybody. I just don't want to be silenced.
Well, they got to get rid of the bots, you know. I mean, look, when Elon was going to buy Twitter, you know, and a lot of things started getting exposed, we found out that Joe Biden had 21 million fake followers. Now, why would the most famous president in history need 21 million fake followers? We also know they had to remove the dislike button from his YouTube. You know, so that's... This is what's driving. These people are pretending to be popular. They're pretending this noun and pronoun and gender identity and you know, all the stuff that they push, these groomers and Disney and all this, they got the world tricked into believing that what they have to say is popular, but it is not.
It's not. That's the whole narrative. Make us think that we're alone, that they are the majority, that we're the crazy ones. You know, they've done this for years. They did the same shit in Nazi Germany. We were the first ones that would have been called crazy, and we were the first ones that, you know, they would have told the neighbors would have been telling on, and, you know, that's what the red flag laws and shit are all about. It's no different. Stalin did the same thing. It's just modern day. That's all. So if you know your history, the same exact shit that tyrants did back in Nazi Germany, you know, back when Stalin was in, All of them, guys, everything is going on the same way. It's just modern-day warfare, and there's no difference, though. If you know the history, it's the same exact thing going on right now.
Yeah, well, you know, you meet some interesting people in on the live. We had someone in there tonight from Australia, and he was very knowledgeable and very knowledgeable about American politics, so I asked him to reach out and get his info. Jimmy seems to have his info. You know, I had Brooke live on for a little bit. And, Brooke, if you're listening, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day and coming on. You know, I love all great patriots. And she had a video of her son today, and they were doing a video, you know, of him dancing. And I really wanted to do it. I was driving. I almost... You know, I had nowhere to really pull over because I'm on the highway. I really wanted to pull over and duet the video because, you know, he's just so cute. And anyways, Brooke, good on you for doing such a good job raising a good boy.
Oh, yeah, awesome. I miss her videos. Brooke is one of my favorite freaking creators. She's such a sweetheart, a patriot to the freaking bone. She reminds me of my mom, her love for her son. My mom she's an awesome woman, and not that Brooke is, you know, old enough to be my mom, but she just reminds me of how sweet and caring my mother is, and awesome lady. I love her. Robin says that her video got taken down with her shirt on it. I never even got to make a video with it. I'm going to make me an Instagram video with it, so I'll put it on there. But anyways, yeah, the damn TikTok does not like the word patriot, Robin.
No, they do not. I mean, when I first started the Patriots United radio show TikTok, I just typed it in, the name my account, and I got account violation. I wasn't allowed to edit the bio. And anyways, I had 30,000 followers in a matter of days, and they just took it down. I didn't use it. I didn't go in there. They had me on a shadow ban. I just didn't feel like fighting it, or I just, you know, whatever. You know, it gets old to you after a while, you know. They got to do a better job. TikTok's a great app. They got a great platform. I just wish they'd let us have a little more freedom to, you know, if someone makes a dig at you, you should be allowed to have a dig back, you know. And you know, like Chris.
Like I said, the same freedoms that they allow the other groups to have, just allow us the same freedoms. And if you're not going to allow us those freedoms, take them away from them and make it equal. So who gives a shit then? If we're all equal and it's their app and they want to silence shit, then let them silence it, but silence it on both sides. And that's what pisses me off the most about TikTok, is because they are so left-leaning. And, you know, basically if you can say anything and everything you want on that side of the fence, and you don't get banned for it, you just get rewarded for it.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I hate about it. And, you know, but that is the tech world we live in. A lot of it's left-leaning, and, you know, I think about sometimes, you know, who moderates the content. You know, you imagine that job. You're sitting there watching TikTok videos, Michael. You know me, I mean, there's some left content that I just hate, right? It just turns my stomach just to watch. So if I was a moderator, it'd be hard for me not to reject that video. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, I'm surprised they haven't been taken down yet, or Chris. You know, Chris, another big following on there. You know, because we post a lot, and that's what I keep saying to TikTok. Every time I take a video, it's like, you know, I post 3-4 times a day. You know, for the amount I post to the amount of videos I lose, you should be looking into that. Look into who's doing all the reporting and all the one. And but anyways, they don't care, and it is what it is. But you've got two great guests willing to come into the room right now. Are you ready to bring them in, Mike?
Oh, yeah, Kim. Will you please introduce them?
I sure will. So we have the one and only CTV Nick. Hello, Nick. How are you tonight?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. And so glad you could join us. I really, really am glad you're here. And we also have Zippy with his counterpart, Big Red, Chris Barber, with us. Hello, Chris. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
I'll do the talking because Zip's a little, he's quiet right now for some reason. I don't know. He's asked me to speak on his behalf.
Well, that was an agreement, though. I didn't pay $1 million to have you come on the show.
How are you doing, Chad? Mike?
I'm doing good, brother. Well, I'm doing good. I'm just coming off of 2.5 weeks almost off of work and off of social media, other than a little bit of trolling with TikTok. So, man, I haven't watched the news. I haven't looked at any news. I haven't done anything in about 2.5 weeks. So I'm doing really good. Doing really good.
Good. Nick, it's good to hear you on here too, buddy. Thanks for being a part of this.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Nick, listen, brother. You know, I got a chance to meet you and everything. You know, I just want you to just, you know, brother, be yourself. Don't worry about the millions of people listening, you know, and the fact that we got your picture all over, Don't worry about it. No, I'm just kidding. Just be yourself, buddy, you know. Pretend there's nobody listening. It's only me, you, and Chris in the room. And you know, feel free to cut in when you want to talk and speak about whatever it is you want to speak about. First of all, I have a question to ask you, if you don't mind. You did a video of Who Remembers Me When I Was Younger. I don't know if that was a TikTok trick. Or were you actually a child actor, or was that just BS?
No, that's a load of BS.
We're told it that, didn't we, Kim?
Yeah.
We told it that was just a trend people were doing, and Chad said, no, he looks just like the guy. That was him. And we said, no, man, it's just a trend, dude. Kim told it, didn't Kim?
We had our weekly meeting, and Chad's like, oh, no, he's a child actor. And I'm like, no, it's a trend. He is not. So if any of you guys have a bridge to sell Chad, this is your opportunity.
That's hilarious,
Nick. Property in Arizona.
Well, you know, I've been known to buy things on air without even knowing the price and how much it is or even what it is.
Not to even know the cost, right, Chad? Oh, man, that is right. We should have bet
go
money
big
on
rabbit.
Dick. Thanks.
No problem.
All right, so Big Red, how's everything been going, brother? How's trucking out west?
It has been it's been extremely busy. As you know, Jonathan has his own truck rocking now. We've had just a few issues with just things going wrong on it. It's actually been down for the last week and putting us farther behind in our client list. So I just pulled into Valentine, Nebraska. I was in Garden City, Kansas this morning, loaded up two headers stacked on top of each other for a beautiful family in Shaunavon, Saskatchewan, country music singers, the Hunter Brothers. I'll be there Wednesday morning delivering these headers and pretty excited to see the boys, and apparently they're excited to see me, so that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, you're a great Canadian legend. I mean, it's amazing to see you out there on the road. One of these days I'm going to get to meet you myself.
For sure.
So I may have to come out west, I guess. You're probably not allowed
anytime
across the Ontario border.
Well, if I could give you a little bit of insight on some of the stuff that's going right now, the Emergencies Act inquiry has just been called for starting September 16th, I believe, through the end of October, I believe. You'll see me in Ottawa in the next month or so here.
Oh, really? So you have to come down, you're subpoenaed to come down and speak on that?
From what I hear, I'll be subpoenaed to come down and speak. So, yeah, a little excited about that. So,
well, you know, we got to hold people accountable, and that's it. I mean, you can't just go ahead and make such a drastic move on peace-loving Canadians. And not to get too much into it, I know you still have some restrictions here, but, you know, it'd be good to see you back, and, you know, maybe you'll get to shake Mr. Trudeau's hand and give him a hug and make up.
So, somebody mentioned that a little while ago. They said, Chris, how does it feel knowing that your name is rolled through Justin Trudeau's lips more than once? I said, yeah, I guess when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, pretty crazy,
what
man.
What do you think, Nick? Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I was just saying, pretty crazy to think, you know, he's probably, some of these names are probably going to be in history books one day. If
yeah,
you really think about what's gone on and what's happened, and it's just amazing, you know. It is crazy to think that your name has rolled across his lips, and who else, you know, who knows who else's names have, and these people see us as a problem, and I don't mind these people thinking that I am a problem, because I feel like they are a problem. They are a problem to freedom.
Yeah.
They're a problem to our constitutions, and I don't mind being on their blacklist, because they're on my blacklist, honestly, you know. Not speaking
yep
violently or anything like that, but these people are traitors to our country, traitors to our constitutions, and yep. I don't think anything of them. I despise them.
You put it into context, too. You know, there's five people in this radio show right now that are inside this radio show that were just hardworking Canadians, pissed off at the government or the direction of their country, and we've all been forced to take part in something that we never probably thought we'd take part in, right? You know, we're out speaking about the stuff that's gone wrong in our country, I guess, the stuff that's pissed me off for years. And my wife told me back a long time ago, you know, you've put your money where your mouth is, I guess. You've been called to do something. You can either shut up or put up.
Shut or get off the pot. That's right.
I agree with you there, Chris. You know, you look, I mean, you know, TikTok for an example. I mean, all of this went on. You know, I did a video. I got all excited about Nancy Pelosi. And it didn't even have nothing to do with the Canadian trucker movement. But just because I was sitting in a truck when it happened, boom. And, you know, I mean, now I get something like 6 million views a week. You got people from all over coming up shaking your hand. And it's like, you know, it's like, wow. It's, you know, but you're called to rise to the occasion. And, you know, God has given me a voice to call out the injustice. And that's what I'm going to do. Now, Nick,
yep.
What motivates you, Nick? You know, I'm not going to let you sit quiet back in the corner. You know, you got all the info.
Well, I started this back when Q started posting back in like 2017, and I was pretty hard into it, the Patriot stuff on Twitter, until about 2020, around when Trump won the election, but he lost it. So I've been giving it hard since then, and after the election, I kind of took a break for a couple of years, and then I just got on TikTok, and I was like, oh, I could probably do something on here.
Well, you know, Nick, I mean, listen, we all know Donald Trump won the election. I don't think there's any dispute, and only the lame, you know, I don't know why people can't see it. When you look at the ballot stuffing, mm-hmm. when you look at the video that Dinesh did, I forget the name of it now, when you look at all these things that happened over there, the fact that Joe Biden couldn't get 200 people in a room, let alone have 81 million votes, you know, I like you, was involved on Twitter. That's where I got my political start. That's where I learned the whole American justice system. That's where I seen the whole corrupt thing. I got caught up in Q. Mm-hmm. You know, I really wanted to, you know, I really still wanted it to be real. But I do know that the military, the CIA, and all these things, they're very capable of making us believe that something is coming that is not. And I hope that's not the case. I hope the storm is coming. If not, then we'll have to be that storm. What do you think?
Exactly. All you have to do is have faith in what you believe in and just hope for a better day. But if not, we're all prepared to what's going to come to fruition, I guess, if it has to come. And, you know, we're all going to be prepared.
Well, what do you think, Michael?
Yeah. Yeah, pray for the best and prepare for the worst. Man, that's all you can do at times like this. Yeah, our election was definitely stolen here. We knew as soon as they came on, Fox came on and called the election. It was like, what? Like, what the hell just happened? Like, Trump was way ahead. They just called it like they know. It was from the very beginning. We knew it was rigged. There's no doubt about that. With the Q and all that, man, I have no clue. You know, I pray that's all true, and I pray there's a storm coming. There's just been too much, you know, I don't know. They say, you know, you have to let them expose themselves, this, that, and the other. I feel like they've exposed themselves plenty. There's plenty of evidence out there to lock all of them up and, you know, for treason, for multiple, numerous things. I think there's evidence to put a lot of them in the gallows myself. But, you know, I have a hard time believing any of it anymore. I know that we woke a lot of people up. I know Nick has an awesome style on TikTok. I love his style. Doesn't have to say much and gets a huge freaking point across. And I love that, man. I have to be a big loudmouth all the time. So, yeah, I love your style, Nick. But it's, you know, we have to keep waking people up everywhere that we can. And we just have to have everyone prepared. And no matter what happens, we all need to be prepared. And whatever preparedness means to you, you know, whether it be faith-based, whether it be food-based, or, you know, just mentally-based prepared. Just everyone needs to be prepared, and, you know, we'll get through this together.
Well, you know, Chris, you know, because of Zippy, I do know that Justin Trudeau is listening in tonight, and... you know,
he carries quite the range,
like,
you know, zips.
I think he's gone up telling his mother, "Mom, they're talking about me again," and he's stopped around.
Probably.
But
and
you know,
Zip's sitting
in
the passenger seat right now. He's got the smuggest look on his face, like you wouldn't believe, just staring straight ahead, just eyes of steel, Zippy.
Yeah, because he ripped us off for $1 million. We paid him to come on the show.
It's good that I woke him up. He's awake. He's been sleeping all afternoon trying to make some miles here. So he holds the bed down, and now he's actually up.
Hell
out
yeah.
The window.
Guaranteed. I would say Joe Biden was probably listening in with Justin, but we all know that old bastard's in bed right now. He's probably been in bed for about 3 hours. Probably about time somebody wakes him up and changes his diaper.
Somebody made the comment the other day that Obama's probably down in the bottom of the basement down there controlling everything and scripting everything. He made the comment back a few years ago that he'd rather run it from quietness, you know, if he had the chance to
be
president again. So, yeah.
Yeah, he damn sure did. I posted that multiple times just so people would remember it. I like to do that.
Yep.
I like to remind people of things. So,
well,
you know,
Michael... It's just like Weekend at Bernie's. They wheel Biden out, stand out, spew out a few words, and they got to remind him, don't read the bottom line. Don't read. You know, they wheel him out, they wheel him back in the closet. He's wandering around the White House. I mean, it's embarrassing. You know, you see him going around trying to shake people's hand. Nobody's paying attention. Everybody's shaking Obama's hand. Joe Biden just, you know, just like, I mean, they wanted to use the 25th Amendment on Donald Trump. And the man don't even know his way around the White House. I mean, it's sad. It's sad to watch. What do you think, Dick?
He can't even put his jacket on anymore, for crying out loud.
And the sad part,
you stupid bastard.
It's not even a
Go ahead,
time Nick. Being at the White House.
Yeah. No, I just said
he should know his way around.
He's
been there
lost
long enough,
there,
he should.
Man. You know, there was a video of people asking why the lights were flickering on and off in the White House a couple weeks ago. They thought something funny was going on. Fuck, no, he was lost. He had to stay the night there, and he probably woke up, used the bathroom, and ended up in the East Wing somewhere, and then was in the West Wing, and was like, how the hell do I get back to my basement?
I'm not in Delaware.
You're going to see him walking down the 401 one of these days. He will hurt.
Be like on the news.
Think
if
he runs Canada.
401 and his wife beater and his whitey tidy. He's walking down with his long socks on down 401.
With a toothpick in his mouth. 3 days.
Meanwhile,
toothpick in his mouth.
Our prime minister is wearing Costa Rica right now. Is he seriously on another holiday? I don't think this guy. I don't even get the holidays that our prime minister does, and he's like the most paid person in politics right now. I believe, isn't he?
Well, he did earn $75 million through this pandemic. That was my next question. You first, Chris, and then over to Nick. What do you think about the new CDC revelations that even if you have COVID now, you don't even have to worry about it? I forget exactly how it's put out, but, you know, basically just go on, live life normal. What do you think of that?
Kind of makes me wonder how long before Canada catches up to the new rules in the States. It seems like I don't think we're going to. We Canada, we like to control the power. I just heard a story today of a man, where was it, in Vancouver, needing a transplant, has been denied the transplant because he's not vaccinated. So in one case, you got the U.S. that's opening up all these restrictions. Canada and this stupid-ass ArriveCan app needs to go away now. This has been enough of this crap to begin with, and yet they keep pushing it down our throats on a regular basis.
Well, you know, a lot of people I'm watching on TikTok, they just go and say, no, I do not consent to tell you that. And they say, well, you got to go speak to public health. They say, no, I'm not speaking to public health. And the border agents just says, all right, go on. Because there was an internal, apparently, some strife there. The border agents got sick and tired of dealing with it. So they said, that's it. You know, we're not going to detain you. We're going to do our job. And it's up to public health, whatever it is they do. So people are just blowing right past it. And good on them. Good for taking a stand. Now it's different,
of course, if
you got to cross the border all the time because, you know, you don't need to cause any troubles on your ability to cross and make a living. But, like, you know, people just come back into Canada, you know, go on a trip and come back, you know. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, my story with the ArriveCan app, I put the app on my phone because, you know, obviously they threaten you with a fine. When I was filling out my information for my exemption for being essential service, I had to, you know, said take a picture of my ArriveCan or my vaccination report. I took a picture of the little card that you get from the nurse when you get your shot. That was completely 100% accepted. Nobody questioned it. And then it logged me out, of course, after a certain amount of time, and I deleted the app off my cell phone, and nobody's questioned me since. So I don't know what the hell. It's not on my phone. I have an account. I have the info in there. They're obviously not checking it now, or they don't know that I've logged out of it and haven't logged back in, and I refuse to put it back on my phone. I'm curious how that's going to work.
And also,
what about you, Nick? Go ahead, Nick.
With the CDC loosening these rules, it just shows that they've lost control of the narrative. No one's going to be going along with this crap anymore.
Bingo.
Everyone's
go ahead, finish your thought.
Everyone knows it's a scam by now. If they don't, they're too brainwashed and manipulated.
100%.
Yeah, you know, I think they took a little tiny... Well, you know, I can't say it's not serious. I mean, people have died of it, and I don't want to undercut the people that suffered serious ramifications from it, but I think they took it. I think it was weaponized. I think it was designed to come out with the paper ballots, and then they got a taste of power, and then Big Pharma got involved, and I think the big push was then to keep control as long as they can. And they've lost control now, and they're trying to find a way to back their way out of it. That's my opinion. What about you, Michael?
Exactly.
Yeah, you follow the money. You follow the money. You look at who got richer over the last 2 years and who lost money over the last 2 years and who's suffering now and who's doing better. And you know what the pandemic was all about. You know, it came out, I think they knew exactly what was going on from the very beginning. Fauci's even admitting to, you know, half of them are even admitting to just making shit up, you know. Where did the 6 feet come from? You know, I just made it up. Sounded like a good number to stand far apart, you know, 6 feet apart, and I just made it up. You know, where did the 2 weeks come from? Well, it bought us time. You know, they knew what was going on from the very beginning. If you follow the money, you know exactly what COVID was all about. The people that they wanted to stack the money over the last 2 years stacked the shit out of it, and we all became poorer over the whole situation. You know, we were told we couldn't go to work unless we were essential, and we couldn't do this, and we couldn't do that, while our government just sent us a couple hundred dollars here and there. And, they figured out how profitable it could be, just like this climate change, and that they can just keep charging basically a credit card over and over and over because, you know, we're going to buy it. Well, we quit buying the COVID-19, and so they're going to move on to the next thing. They're trying to push monkeypox. Well, people don't want to fall for that shit because they know you have to have butt sex pretty much to get monkeypox. And so, like, you know, it's going to be, you know, climate change is going to be the next big thing. Well, climate change doesn't go away. They're manipulating the weather. And so if they... keep doing what they're doing, people are going to think that, yeah, the climate's changing. It's 111 degrees in Texas. It's been like that for 12 days now. Like, this has never happened. And, well, yeah, it actually probably has happened. And, you know, I mean, I remember about 12 years ago it happened. But anyways, if you repeat it,
Michael,
on the news enough.
Michael,
yeah.
On that thought, Canada, they deleted all of our history in weather changes over the last, 100 bloody years, something like that? Everything that we had on stock for weather pattern histories has been deleted thanks to the Trudeau government. So you can't even go back in history to tell what the weather was like previous to this shit.
That's insane. Here, instead of deleting it, they just change it. you know, just like the definition of a woman or a recession or whatever, they just change everything. They don't delete it. They just change it. And so I have friends that have been into this. Okay, so whenever I got into all this conspiracy stuff and you know, it was not long after 9/11. I had a buddy that was on this Facebook page, and he would send me all this shit on HAARP and chemtrails, and, man, I just was like, you're fucking nuts, dude. I like you a lot, but this right here is just nuts. Like, the government, you're taking it too far, you know? And he would just send me stuff over and over, and he's like, did you watch that? Did you watch that? And finally I was like, no, but I will. And so I started watching it, and I started looking at it, and I was like, man, this fucker is onto something here. And you know, you have to pick and choose the rabbit holes you go down. But, man, there are so many of them, and wow. I mean, you know, you find out that they were manipulating the weather over in Vietnam to draw those guys out of their caves, and this is back in, what, the 60s? So how far do you think the technology has come in the last 80 years? You know, or the last 60, 80 years. I mean, I guarantee you they've come up with a lot better things than what they were doing then with the cloud seeding. So.
Well, what do you think, Nick? You know a lot about HAARP and the machines they use to manipulate the weather. I mean, we know that, you know, a 30-degree day, I think that's 80 over in America, somewhere around there. You know, here in Canada, 30 degrees, it's, you know, it's not outrageously hot, but yet all over the weather maps is scorched earth.
It's all fear-mongering. That's all it is. Trying to get you scared to stay inside.
Yeah, but if they're controlling it and you're manipulating it, and then all they're broadcasting it is over the – that's all you hear about on the news for several weeks and several months at a time, just like they did COVID. They're going to have people, just like you said, they're going to have people scared shitless to go outside. You know, the sun – they already tell us the sun's giving us cancer and this, that, and the other. But, man, like my wife, she fucking bathes my kids in sunscreen when we're at the beach. And I'm like, babe, read the back of that can. You say – you think the sun's bad for you? Look what's in that can you just sprayed all over our kids. And she's like, well, yeah, but it's blocking the sun. I said, yeah, but that shit's soaking into their skin for hours. And then you put it on again in like 3 or 4 hours. Like, just the shit that they drill into our heads. And then, you know, even people that think outside the box, you hear something enough and you start thinking it. And so, yeah, you have to keep a pretty open mind about shit for sure.
Well, you know, if you repeat a lie, you know, that is something that the left is very good at. If you repeat a lie long enough and fast enough, and it's usually in three words, something about three words together, if you keep saying it over and over and over, you listen to the Democrat talking points when they're on something, they'll keep hitting the same points. You look at every news station, they all say the same thing. Why? It does something to you psychologically. And you're more willing to accept it and believe it as fact when it indeed is not. You know, you're ready to take a caller there, Big Chris. Big Papa, Big Chris. Big Papa's on the line and wants to speak to you and Nick. Can we bring him in the room, Kim?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Jeff. You're on. This is Big Papa from TikTok. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Nick. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Big Papa.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
We're just peachy.
What?
How's Zippy?
Yes,
good. He's still just staring blankly out the window?
Well, he's just settled down on the seat now. It's time to rest his eyeballs. He's been awake for about 20 minutes here, so.
Yeah, just like mine. I got you. You guys were just talking about the whole cloud seeding and things, and I'm looking out my garage up the sky right now, and there is trails everywhere. Yeah, so there's that.
It's kind of scary,
but,
isn't it?
It is a little bit, because I took my kids over to a friend's house today, and I got home and it was clear skies. 20 minutes later, there was a bunch of trails. 20 minutes after that, cloudy. And I was like, that's awfully weird. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to come on and thank you guys for everything that you do. I know, Chris, you can't say a whole hell of a lot about anything, but I appreciate what you did for me and my family and everything else. And Nick, I love you too, buddy. I think I've had to try to refollow about 6 or 7 of your accounts because you can't get taken down.
Well, you're missing about 12.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm
gotta
doing
try
good
and
now.
Keep up. And Chatio, thank you, brother, for always putting out good information and speaking your mind, brother. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Jeff. You know, we appreciate you calling in, appreciate you listening. We appreciate all of our listeners, and, you know, we want to open the phone line if someone wants to call in and have their say. You know, brother, thanks a lot for being a great patriot.
Absolutely. And if you have a chance to talk to Jimmy, just let him know that I'm still waiting to hear from the person that I need to hear from about the Camp Peral thing.
Okay, no problem.
I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say no more than that.
Have a good night.
All right, guys, you guys have a, yeah, you guys have a great show.
Have a good night.
Call.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I was just going to say, to get back on the CDC thing, though, If they wouldn't have took my accounts away, if I could just go back, if I would have started saving my videos a long time ago, man, we could go back to about 18, 19 months ago after I'd done as much research as I thought, you know, I needed to do to call bullshit on COVID, and we could go back and watch my videos, and we would see where I said that this was going to happen before midterms, that either one or two things was going to happen, and both of them have happened, that they would drop all the CDC guidelines and they would say basically that everyone that is vaccinated is the same as somebody that's not vaccinated, and that there would be another pandemic. And, you know, they're pushing monkeypox now. So if you could go back and I could watch the videos, I would repost them right now and people would be like, damn, was that made today? Because of the shit I was saying. And I think that that's why they don't want people like me on there and why I've been targeted. And, you know, we have the elections coming up here in a couple months, and I thought about it, and last, you know, right before 2020 elections, that's when Facebook banned me and took me off for about 3 months. And it was weird because, you know, like right around Christmas time, I was able to get back on Facebook and post pictures of my family and whatever again. But they did not want me talking about the election and fraudulent shit that was going on before the election. And, you know, it's crazy world we live in, crazy, sad times. But, yeah, at that CDC stuff, I called this shit 18, 19 months ago. A lot of people did, not just me, but I wish I could go back and watch my videos because I guarantee you would be like, damn, that dude was spot on.
Was that around the time the CDC changed the definition for vaccines?
that was actually pretty recent. That wasn't too long ago that they did that. That was back when they were trying to change the definition of a woman, I think. Or when they changed the definition of a woman, you know, to just a baby carrier or whatever. A birthing person, that's what it is. So, anyways, yeah, it's a crazy world we're living in.
I'd get my ass kicked on the gravel road if I called my mother the birthing person.
Oh, come on,
what you guys.
Seriously. Hey,
well,
I'm
still waiting for all the pregnant men to step up over this Supreme Court decision on abortion.
They're too busy out buying all the tampons up.
Yeah, but, you know, we laugh at it, but in all seriousness, I mean, it's an absolute disgrace that we've even allowed it to go to this level. The fact that I can't call someone Mr. or Mrs. without it hurting their feelings, that we got to change the whole English language and tiptoe around 5 or 6 people that their mother hugged too much or didn't hug enough, I don't know. And if you're listening and you have pronouns, I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. I'm just trying to say that, you know, why should the world now bow down to what you believe. You know, facts don't care about your feelings.
They damn sure don't.
Can I tell you guys a beautiful story about my Confederate flag issue? I have a friend that lives just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Cheryl Ann. She's a girl I work with on a regular basis. She's African-American descent. Had this beautiful conversation with Cheryl Ann. Cheryl Ann said, Chris, why did you have, and I don't know, but I did, the Confederate flag in the shop at home? I said, because back when I was growing up, we had a certain program called the Dukes of Hazzard, and on top of the roof of the car was the Confederate flag.
Generally,
Kid Rock's used it, you know, like Leonard Skinner. We used to have it in our license plates or back windows. It was never known as a racist flag until a bunch of white entitled liberals decided to turn it that way. And Cheryl Ann said, in my honest opinion, keep flying it. She said, keep flying it. You're not doing anything wrong, Chris, but. Unfortunately, I bowed to the pressure and took him down. But
that's how
cancel culture works, right?
Exactly.
You know, the Confederate flag. Sorry, I love the Confederate flag so much I have it tattooed on my forearm. And woe to the liberals who hear that one tonight. But listen, I don't bow to anybody. I don't care what you think of me. Call me whatever it is. You want to call me whatever you want to think of me, because at the end of the day, I know who I am. I know what I stand for, and I know what I believe in. And you were right when you said a bunch of white liberals. The only ones we hear crying about white privilege is the white liberals. I mean, these are the people, they sit in their little liberal control groups and talk about poor old white privilege. I mean, I'm waiting for some of the... Our black African American brothers and sisters just to wake up and slap one of those guys one of these days.
Yep, I think it's happened a few times. They just keep that quiet, right?
Yeah, they just don't tell you about it. But you know that the wokeism is so insane that the same white liberals that you're talking about now, they went through and said that Uncle Ben was racist, having him on a box, and Aunt Jemima. They changed the whole fucking name of the company.
That pisses me off. Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima has so much to be proud of. African American lady. They've destroyed her image because of their selfishness.
But they allowed it to happen because they fell for their bullshit. But now that you know, now my daughter's not asking me, who is that lady right there on that bottle, Dad? And I could explain to her who Aunt Jemima was, or who Uncle Ben was, or any of these other things. You know, they took away the Native American girl off the butter.
The reason,
you know, I mean, all these things. But it's insane that these groups fall for the wokeism, and like you just erase the black people off the shelves in the grocery store. You don't realize that because of the wokeism.
That's not racist.
Like, there's nobody black. You still have white people on the boxes. You know, I mean, they didn't take away freaking. What's his
Uncle
name?
Ben.
Pilgrim's Pride
Uncle
picture
Ben's
off.
There.
They didn't take. Yeah, exactly. Like, so it's insane that they allow them to, the wokeism, to erase them off the shelves, erase them out of history, and allow that. Like, you would think that you would want that there. And it's insane to me that they fall for that shit. It's just part of the wokeism, the brainwashing, and everything else, man. You talk about it enough, you speak on it enough, and people fall for that shit. And you have to think for yourself.
Well, I got to back up to, what'd you call it, Aunt Jemima? Michael, what'd you call her? Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima? Yeah, okay. Maybe we're saying it wrong up here in the north, you know?
What do you say, Chad?
Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima, I've heard it. That's probably how I said it a lot. I think my wife's the one that says Aunt Jemima or Jemima. So I think that's why I said it. But, yeah, pretty much growing up, it was Aunt Jemima. So, I think you're probably right. But I spent a week and a half, or about a week, with Brad, with Freedom Stick, and his wife is from Australia. And she says bananas and all kinds of stuff, man. So I was laughing about that. It's pretty crazy to hear other nationalities say different things. It's funny. And when I hear you talk, Chad, you'll be going and you'll say a boot. And I'm like, there's my Canadian brother right there.
Yep.
Hey, so we got Rockin' Robin on the line. Kim, is she still on? She wants to come on and say a couple words.
We do have Robin on the line. Hello, Miss Robin. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, Robin.
I'm doing
hey,
great,
how's
Robin.
It going?
I know that. I know you didn't call to talk to me, though.
How do you know that?
Maybe she did.
Exactly.
Maybe I did call to talk to you, Michael. How do you not know that?
I don't know, but we got some pretty special people in the room here, so I don't want to take away from them.
I know. I mean, I wanted to thank everyone because every single one of you have something important to me anyways. So I just want to come on and say thank you to all of you for your individual different things. You're all unique.
Thanks, Rob.
But I had a question for you. So here's the question for all you guys. All you guys. So there's the big global walkout, right? Everyone's seen that video. They know what's going on. I just want to know, how do you think things are going to get fixed? Do you think it's going to be through something like a global walkout with unity in numbers, peacefully showing them our, you know, we're had enough? Or do you think it's going to be, we're going to have to wait for a change of power, I don't even want to say power because they shouldn't have power, a change of person? Or do you think they're going to push the people enough and it's going to be fixed by revolt or civil war?
I'll take this one, guys. Revolt or civil war should never be an excuse for that. Peace should be the only option. Personally, I think a vote should happen where a change of government that comes in. My nervousness is that government's corrupt from the highest level down, I believe, even our local. And I hate to say it, I've been a voting conservative my entire life. And I stand behind my local MP. He's 100%. He's probably the best guy you can ever meet. But the party is corrupt. They're big business. We've got, you know, three major powers in the country, and all they are is voting for. It's run like a business. They whoever's in power wins the money, and they move from there. I don't know how you can fix it, how you can get past it.
That's the thing, right? That's the million-dollar question. How do you fix the problem?
Well, you know, my opinion on it is, you know, 3% of a population, that's all it takes to change government. So what I mean by that is if 3% of the population woke up and said enough's enough, and I'm not talking about civil I guess it's a little bit of civil unrest, but peaceful walkout, enough's enough. They can't control you. They can't control it. That's what happened in Sri Lanka. That's what's happening around the world. That's all it takes is 3%. And, you know, people ask me all the time, what do we do? What do we do? And, I mean, I don't have the answer. I'm afraid to say something. I'm afraid sometimes to say the wrong thing because people might take that as incitement and go run off and who knows do what. That's not what I stand for. But if enough people woke up and said, this is it, the corruption has to stop, I think it will stop. Nick, what do you think?
I think our problem is career politicians. We need to get rid of them.
I agree with that, but how do you get those small people into that position? That's the problem. Everyone always votes the same three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you see like the memes, like Klaus Schwab, he says it doesn't matter who you put in office. He already has, he's got them bought and paid for pretty much. They all do. So it doesn't matter who we put in because they put who they want in front of us up there, just like they show us on TV or on the news what they want us to see.
Yep.
Pretty much who they want to get voted in gets put in front of everyone. And they're the ones that get voted in. They're the ones that get millions and millions of dollars put behind their campaigns. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We had some pretty heavy conversations about this in the cabin. We just we come to the conclusion that the corruption goes too high and too low, like Chris said. We only know the bottom of the corruption, really. You know, we don't know even the top of it. We don't know exactly who's pulling the strings, because just like everything else, they we are blaming who they want to be blamed. Klaus Schwab and even down to Dr. Fauci and these others. These are the people that they want to take the blame for these things. So, I don't know. I think the corruption goes too high. I think we would have to have, and this is just my opinion, we would have to have great unity and a worldwide revolution, basically a worldwide shutdown, unity. And, you know, Brad and I and Tony, we all talked about this. And just they keep us so divided, and they're so well at keeping us divided that we don't see any of that happening. We don't see worldwide unity until it's too, you know, until we're already starving or we've been pushed to our brinks. And by that time, it's probably too late, you know, because when we've been pushed to our brinks and we're all hungry and, you know, all these food shortages actually come into place, then people are going to be turning in their neighbors for their guns so that they can get some bread, a loaf of bread, or people will go turn in their own guns for a loaf of bread or a package of bologna because they're starving and they want to feed their family and they're not prepared. You know, in my eyes, to be short with it, and sorry for taking so long, but to be short with it, in my eyes, what's going to happen is we're going to be forced into basically a civil war, and it's not going to be a civil war. It's just going to be people are fucking starving, and people are they're going to drive us so broke and so poor that we're going to turn on each other. And, you know, it'll be a couple of years of that. See, here's the thing is they don't have to do anything other than cut our food supply off. They cut our food supply off, cut our electricity off. We're gonna eat each other, basically. And I don't mean that literally, but we're gonna you know turn on each other, and we're gonna. People do bad things when they're desperate, and it doesn't look good, guys. In my opinion, unless somebody has a better plan or a better outlook, you know, they control us pretty bad. Like I said, all it's gonna take is for them to shut off our food and our electricity, and what are we gonna do? Other than you know, fight for our lives. What are we going to do?
You know, we're what we're doing right now.
Yeah,
we're
you have to be prepared. That's why I said, yeah, for sure. But, you know, I mean, honestly, that's all it takes is 3-4 weeks of the lights being turned off and the food being gone, medicines being gone. People are going to be pretty crazy, man. There's going to be a lot of bad stuff going on. And if nobody steps in to stop it, they don't declare martial law or they don't, you know. I mean, think about how bad things would get. And it wouldn't take long at all. And then say they don't step in at all and they just let this go on for 2 or 3 years. Well, then a nation like China, Russia, they can just step in and they just come in and they take over a place like this. It's happened. They've done it to other countries. They, you know, we went into destabilized Afghanistan in like 2 weeks. So, I mean, it wouldn't take much, guys, and people need to really open up their minds. They need to be prepared. They need to know how to grow things. They need to know how to be self-sufficient. If you want to be an enemy of these people, be self-sufficient, because that's the worst thing that you can be with these elites, because they want you to need them. And if you don't need them, that's when they're in trouble.
Like, I could go live out in the bush and take care of myself, hunt fish, whatever. I have no problem doing that. I have a camp 3 hours in the bush. But I'm not prepared to let Canada turn into something I don't want it to be. Like, my kids grew up in the same country I grew up in, and they had a great life. And now I have grandkids. I do not want these little kids growing up in something that I didn't have. And I'm not willing to sacrifice that.
No, you and I both.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't. And I'm not saying that I've given up at all, guys, by my outlook on things. It's just, and it's a very heavy outlook. But like I said, they do control a lot. And it would not take much for them to turn off a couple switches and for us to just turn on each other. Not actually turn on each other. But, you know, there's millions and millions of people that just aren't fucking awake. And that literally only have tonight's groceries in their fridge because they stop by the convenience store, or they stop by the grocery store, or they stop by Burger King or whatever every night on their way home. Like, they're not prepared. And so 3 days,
3 days without food or without water, you're dead. You know, 21 days without food,
look
you're
at Texas.
Dead.
Look at Texas.
Shit.
What was that
I'm
last
here, brother.
Year in the ice storms?
Yeah,
in
I'm
Texas,
here. I was
days.
Here.
Was it three days? That's all it took. People were dying.
People were dying. And literally, people were fucking freezing to death in their apartments. Like,
in their apartments. Yeah.
People, yeah, they're not only that, they're light, you know, they're heating their apartments with shit they shouldn't heat it with. Then they're getting carbon monoxide poison. And, like, so many people died just because of the ice apocalypse is what we called it. And yeah, man, I had work for about 8 months. You know, I'm a plumber, and we had work for about 8 months after that. But I had so many stories over that ice storm of shit like that. Man, it's crazy. People literally froze to death. People dehydrated because they didn't have water. And I'm thinking, man, you know, we went several days at my place without water because everything was frozen. I brought it in. I was not boiling, but heating it up. I had pots heated up beside my fireplace. I was prepared. I have a big wood pile, and, you know, I know how to filter water. I know how to do a lot of things. So it didn't affect me too much. And then once the ice thawed out enough, I got out and helped as many people as I could, and my guys did too. We worked for free for several weeks. But, yeah, if you're not prepared and you don't have knowledge, then, you know, we're in big trouble, and that's what I've tried to, you know, I want people to wake up and not, you don't have to just wake up, just be prepared, know things. You know, because no matter how awake you are, when shit hits the fan, no matter if you're awake or not, you just need to know how to live. You know, yep. None of this shit matters once the shit does actually hit the fan.
So, you
source
know,
of
Michael,
water, source of food.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, sorry, Chad. No, I was just saying, my house, I've got a source of food, probably close to a 6 month supply of food on hand. We have our own well. Two wells on the yard, so at any given time, you just need power to pump out of that. Generators, you know, you run out of gas, you're going to come to some other, you know, there's always an option there for the need to, and you just keep adapting as you go. But the biggest thing is making sure you can survive.
Yeah, you just made a biggest mistake, Chris, is telling everybody what you have. But no, you have to have multiple ways.
I'll
but go
tell
ahead,
you
Chad.
What. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to starve. Flat out, I'm going to starve. You know, if the rich eat, I'll eat them. That's it. I'll eat them because, you know, things are getting pretty crazy. I mean, you look what they did to President Trump and taking his passports, and some are saying that he's about to be indicted on espionage. Like, how insane is that?
Oh.
Something's wrong.
In my opinion, I'll be real quick with it, man. It's another scare tactic. They're saying, okay, so either we're all fooled by Trump and he's in on this shit, like people have said, or it's a scare tactic, just like January 6th. They are going to shut us up one way or the other. And if they can shut President Trump up, if they can shut that man up and they put him in prison, how many people you think are going to speak out? People are already fucking like, oh, they're coming after us now. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're damn fucking right. If they go after him that hard, what do you think they're going to do to us? He's a billionaire.
Well, the biggest,
he was a
the biggest enemy to freedom is fear. It always has been.
Always. That's why they push it so much. That's why they're always pushing fear. That's all they push on the news. I mean,
people are scared. They won't stand up.
No, they won't.
I find a big thing is people are bank debt. And I think I had trouble with half our society right now is we all have payments to make. We all have a mortgage to pay for. We all have to work our asses off every month just to make ends meet. The government has us that way. We don't have a lot in savings anymore. You know, how many people would stop what they're doing and go take part in something knowing that they wouldn't be able to pay their rent or they're in trouble losing their house. That's where we are now because the government's put us that way, or we've put ourselves that way, I guess, better way to say it.
You know, I've said
no,
it many times, Chris. Oh, I'll be real quick with this one. I've said it many times. You think that way, and a lot of people are not you think that way, but a lot do think that way. But I've tried to tell people, man, we're not going to have this shit
Anyways, if we don't stand up and do something, I don't know what that
Absolutely.
Something is, but if we don't unify and stand up together and do something, none of this shit matters anyways. And that's it.
No.
We definitely have to unify. The only thing that's scary, well, not scary, but in Canada, we have 38 million people in a huge area where most countries
yep.
have, you know, millions and millions and millions of people that can actually show force. For us to get that 38 million, like, to show together, like, we're traveling for freaking days. Like, it's not
yeah,
like you can just
right
all
out.
Join together.
No,
I know
yeah, you're so spread out.
For the...
Chris has no problem with that. Neither does Chad.
No, I don't either. But a lot of people, you know, look at when we had the last vote. There was a thing in our local paper saying that half the people up north didn't even get to vote because they didn't get polls up there. And they apologized
oh.
that they couldn't get the polls up there on time. So, like, how many people didn't get to vote? Lots of people didn't get to vote in our last election.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that,
I think
Nick?
A lot... Go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead, Nick. Are you still awake, or...
Hello, hello. Sorry.
He's trying to hide away.
Pass me on this question, actually.
What's that?
He said to pass him on that question.
All right, we'll pass you on that question. Well, Robin, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate you. You know, we appreciate the shirts you made for us. We got to see Michael's video. You know, we appreciate all you people that call in. You know, Nick, you're being too quiet. I got a funny suspicion you're falling asleep. I don't know. And, you know, we paid a lot of money to have Zippy come and back you up. And we're not going to let you slide away that easy.
Sorry, I've got a question.
I just
oh. Sorry, Nick. Go ahead. I was just going to ask, what do you do for a living, if you can tell us on here?
I'm construction.
Construction. Me too, brother. I'm a plumber.
I'm a
awesome.
Concrete former. I build dams from the ground up pretty much. And house
foundations. We do hard labor is what we do. That's, that's some hard-ass labor. Some hard labor. I know all about it, brother. I know all
Lots
about
of fun.
It. Awesome. I just wanted to know. We've got Beautifully Broken in the chat room and Kit Kat 1989. And girls, we love you. We appreciate your patriotism and your support. You're always in the room. You're always following us. And we appreciate you. Yeah. So, Nick, where do you get all your information at, man? Where do you go?
Do, 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 do.
Nick, where'd you go?
maybe there's a connection problem or something. Maybe
you have some issues with the phone.
Right. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. You know, it's I just got some information then that there's 14 Representative Jim Jordan just announced and put the Biden administration on those 14 FBI whistleblowers have come forward. What's your thoughts on that, Michael?
And you said that 14 FBI whistleblowers have came forward?
14.
Man, I hadn't seen
that. Just coming in. Just come in now.
That would be amazing, and that would give me some type of hope that something's actually going to change. The same FBI spied on Trump's campaign. They spied on him while he was in the freaking White House. They let Hillary Clinton get away with, burning 33,000 emails, breaking computers, breaking cell phones that were, you know, classified. They've had Hunter Biden's laptop for 2 years, 2.5 years.
They know Jeffrey Epstein's list. Like, this is that's the same FBI that just went into Trump's house. And so, man, I just have a really hard time believing, you know, with all that's going on that, man, it's going to take something really big to stop this DOJ and to stop this, you know, these three-letter agencies. What are they hiring, 84,000 IRS agents? They're arming them, you know, telling them that they need to be ready to fucking basically take someone's life over taxes. They need to work 50 hours a week every week. They need to, you know, work, you know, nights and weekends and holidays. I mean, it sounds like a crazy-ass job to me, but this is, you know, Hitler did this kind of shit. You know, yep. You weaponize everything, every agency, you weaponize them. And you know, I mean, it's crazy times we're living in. I hope to God that we've got 14 FBI agents that have that are coming forward and whistleblowing and that something actually happens. Man, I don't it's this justice system is really being it's hard to believe in anymore.
Yeah, I've seen that from four or five different sources here on Twitter, so you know, the DOJ asked the judge to keep the Trump raid sealed. You see how corrupt they are? Trump's saying exposed. First he said they were going to, you know, reveal it. Then Trump says, okay, reveal it. And then all of a sudden now they want to keep it sealed. But, yeah, I was just reading on Twitter that 14 of them has come forward. And I do believe, like, we have, you know, really honest, good cops out there, really honest FBI agents, really honest CIA agents, people who are patriots, people who are in the military who just can't, because of code of conduct, say anything, can't speak up.
Yeah.
But at what point do you choose not speaking up over your country? At some point, you got to realize, you know, you got to speak up, you got to stand up, you got to do what's right. What do you think about here in Canada, Chris? Do you think that, you know, we have... Like, what do you think of our police? Let me try to ask you this in a way that's not going to get you. You know, I know you got a lot of respect for the police, so that's not what I'm asking. I guess what I want to ask is, do you think we have corruption in the highest levels of police department, same way as, say, the American DOJ?
Undoubtedly, yes. Yeah, I think we do. I think there's some really good officers out there with some really good intentions and wanting to do the right thing. I think the upper command is, yeah, I could say I've been I've been supportive of law enforcement my whole life growing up, you know, good friends and being members. My father-in-law was 30-year veteran of the force and then the RCMP. A highly respected man. I've always been, but it seems like the mentality's different. A lot of the old timers have gotten out of it because of the bullshit, I guess. And these new guys coming in here with just wanting to bust chops. I watched a video the other day of Sylvan Lake, Alberta, the lady getting a $500 fine for smoking on the beach, and this lady with the badge on was just gung ho, ready to go. It was her mission to nail this person for $500 for a cigarette on the beach, and I thought, somewhere out there, there's a child pedophile running around the streets, not being caught. But here we are on a beach on a weekend, writing people $500 tickets for smoking.
Yeah, well, I mean, we look here in Canada with our own Lucky. What's Commissioner Lucky? A political hack. And, you know, directly right under the Trudeau government, and it's a shame, you know, what she did and how many people died because of her actions. And I really hope that she and any other police officers brought to justice. But I am real proud of those police officers that spoke up, that had the courage.
Good.
They know what's wrong and what's right. And we look at that one from Oshawa, you know, my hometown. What's her name? Andrea. Aaron, yeah. Oh, man, I tell you, I would love to have her on the show. She's a real
they
hero.
Pretty much picked
she didn't
her
do
up.
Nothing wrong.
No, they rolled over her like she was just a piece of garbage. And the honest stories that I've heard too about law enforcement that stood up and have been put down for standing up or supporting certain people and doing that, they've seeked these people out and punished them.
Yeah, that's
what
they
your
do.
Thoughts on her? Nick, what's your thoughts on Aaron? I'm sure you've seen her video. It was very inspiring. I don't know. I was touched by it. I like to shake her hand.
Yeah, she did the right thing speaking up. Like, there's going to be corrupt people in every agency, like politics and policing, but there's a lot more good than there is bad. So we just have to remember that.
Yep.
There is. You know, with the whole COVID thing, though, you know, you're talking about all the good guys and stuff in the police force and stuff. Well, that, you know, they pushed a lot of people that think like us, a lot of people out with the mandates. And it's so bad that here in the States that they've lowered the standards to getting into the military. They've taken away the GED or the high school diploma. They took that away. They lowered the physical fitness test to get into the military because they are so shorthanded now. And so basically what we're having now is hired in is these people that aren't qualified for the job that basically went and did the mandates. And, you know, it's basically we're getting stuck with people that we don't want in the system. Same in the military and in the police force. You know, with them pushing out most of the good guys, the new hires that they're hiring in are people that think like them and that will do what they're told to do, in my opinion. I don't know. Nick, anybody think anything like that? Or am I alone?
I'm stuck in the same boat. Before COVID hit, I was just about ready to apply to be a professional firefighter. And then as soon as COVID hit, they had the vaccine mandates. And I'm never going to get a vaccine. I'm never going to even think about it. And now I'm just waiting here, getting more training, just hoping that they end the mandate so I can apply for a professional firefighter.
You come down to Texas, man. They need firefighters so bad. We need them bad. We've had so many fucking fires this year. I've got two brother-in-laws that are both firefighters for a town next to us here, and both of them were so close to quitting their jobs. They were fixing to push the mandates on them, and several of them went ahead and just went down and got the vaccine because they didn't want to be a problem. But about 15 of the guys out of 23, I think, said, you know what, if it comes down to it, we're going to quit. And so y'all are going to have to, you know, pretty much find a whole new fire department. And they said, you know what, we don't think we're going to mandate this. And so really, you know, unity definitely does have its advantages. And so definitely we stand up in numbers. But yeah, I think a lot of good people have been pushed out of those jobs. Just like you said, Nick, like you didn't go apply because you don't want to be told what to do with your body. You don't want to be told how to think. But, yeah, my brother-in-law's almost quit their jobs and was asking me, hey, man, do you think you're going to have room in your construction company for us? And I said, you know damn well if you quit your jobs over this that I'll make room for you and I'll come up with jobs for you because it's bullshit. They're not going to, you know, be mandated to do anything they don't want to do. And I applaud you for standing up for your beliefs, Nick, and not falling for that shit.
Yeah, thank you. I'm pretty sure my mayor's listening to us tonight, but my department only 3 out of 20 people are vaccinated. Pretty sure there was talk about getting our municipality with a mandate, but I think once they heard about the vaccination in our department, I think they've kind of backed down from that.
Yeah,
it'll stop when we say it's going to stop. You know that? It'll stop when we say it's going to stop.
It will.
I'm 100% in agreement with you on that, Chris, because that's all it is. That's when the pandemic's over, when the people say, okay, enough's enough. I mean, we were talking, piggyback on what you said about the fires. Right now, my whole island's on fire. I mean, it's central where I live. There's over 200 1,000 hectares burned already, I think it is. It's just insane. We can't get enough water bombers. We can't put it out. It's been so hot and dry. And I'm literally driving into, you know, The people are buying gas and fuel so much that I'm literally driving. They keep sending me out there to deliver fuel, and I mean, it's insane. So keep us in prayers down here in Newfoundland. Nick, you can always jump on your buggy and come on down.
Yeah, it's the same way here in Texas, Chad. We're burning up over here too, man. Thousands and thousands of acres, man, probably close to 30, 40,000 acres at least have been burned up over the last few weeks here. All around us, it's crazy.
You know, when I was younger, Michael, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry, brother. We had a forest fire here in Newfoundland, and, you know, I was only about 17, 18 years old, and they flew us in the helicopter right in the middle of the fire, and what we were doing was going around with the backpacks on, putting out hot spots. So we're all going through the country, and the people are sweating, and you know, it was hot, and it was gross, and it was dirty, and, I mean, you know, it was fire burning all around us. We were just kind of in the middle that was already out, and we were just dousing hot spots, you know? So we're all day in there like that, and at the end of the day, I'm just, you know, fresh, and the guy's like, "You're not tired?" No. I didn't put water in my backpack. I was walking around all day with this.
Chad's experience as a professional firefighter ended the day Chad became a firefighter.
If
there's anything like my brother-in-law, all he has to do is watch it on YouTube, and then he's a professional at it. So, oh man,
but that's a lot of fun. But you know, back to the whole high level corruption in our police departments. What's your thoughts, Nick, on like CSIS here in Canada? Do you think they're as corrupt and as dirty as what the CIA is?
Oh, definitely they are. They're probably involved in child trafficking and everything.
What's your thoughts, Chris?
Running.
Sorry, Nick.
I
didn't know your face.
Right. Go ahead, Chris.
I don't really know much about CSIS, so I know I walk past quite a
few
of
about
dark
you.
Blue SUVs. Yeah, they know about me, but I've seen quite a few of the earbud pieces and seen lots of stuff that I probably shouldn't have seen, I can tell you that, but...
Well, you know, I wanted to get a job with them, actually, until I realized they don't pay nothing. I mean, like, come on. It's like $50,000, $60,000 a year. I mean, that's it. That's all they make, so... It's not a lot of money for what they go through, I imagine. Like, can you imagine, you know, all this sex trafficking stuff? I mean, you know, these people are Canada's top spies. They got connected to Five Eyes or Seven Eyes or however many eyes they got now. And, you know, so they get intelligence around the world. You got to analyze that. I mean, how could you sit back knowing that Trudeau was bought out by Germany and other foreign actors have been involved in our parliament and sit back and say nothing? Just let it go on as if, you know, let's just ruin the country.
Definitely running it into the ground lately, isn't he? It seems like I don't even recognize our own country anymore.
And never in my 41 years I thought that we'd be where we are now. I thought shit was going to get a little crazy. But, man, I thought I'd be an old man when shit was just where it is now, if it ever got there. God, it happened so fast, guys. Crazy.
But when you look at the world economic influence, for instance, why is it that all these countries have leftist governments? All these governments got in by so-called... mysterious circumstances. Let's call that. We don't call it out-and-out fraud. Let's call it mysterious circumstances. Joe Biden, who couldn't get 200 people, all of a sudden got 81 million. Skippy Boyd here with the cotton socks and the wavy hair, he turned around, had 205,000 missing ballots. Freebase Freeland, she's there. I mean, you know, She come from Ukraine and was caught up in the Russian some deal. You know, like, how the hell did this happen? And you got Mark Owen over there, same thing, hated by his people, and yet he got back in. And all around the world, I think Australia, I think they're far left, New Zealand, you know, right around the world, all these left-handed presidents and premiers and these things had to get in to make this happen. Conspiracy, you think?
I can tell you I never used to be a conspiracy theory until all this stuff started coming true.
And then it's not conspiracy anymore.
They're all deep state plants. Everyone has a job and purpose.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're selling out, you know, the entire human race, right? These people are out and out depopulous. They want to depopulate the earth. They want to bring it down to, well, 500 million was the goal, but 1 billion is more likely. They don't know how they're going to do that, but they've been plotting and planning this for a long time. I mean, Nick mentioned trafficking of children. You know, I shudder to think that the government could be involved in something like that. I just, in my own mind, I can't fathom how someone could be so cold as to take a little child by the arm and drag them off somewhere and do whatever they do, you know, and let alone be government agents doing these things. What do you think, Nick? How do they get these people so desensitized to be involved in that?
There's a lot of theories that went around the web with that, but it's pretty wild. I've seen a few things back in the day when I was on Twitter with all this QAnon stuff, and it just breaks your heart just like thinking about it. Like, there's some evil in this world, and these people don't think like regular people. They're in their own little world in reality, and they're just doing what they're told to do and what they think is right because they're all programmed. And it just blows my mind that people aren't awake to it yet. Not enough people.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on eating crickets going forward in the New World Order? That's getting to be quite the topic. Hey, all these cricket farms popping up all over Canada?
Well, that's what
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to start my own restaurant here soon. I'm going to call it Chad's Crickets. And, they'll be for sale at a market near you. I'm an opportunist, right? I'm a capitalist, and if I could feed you crickets, well, then that's maybe Zippy's next payment for coming on the show.
I'd rather eat Zippy, honestly, than... Hey, Seth, he's not liking it too much.
He's got a little meat on him.
He's,
I don't know, you
going
to eat
little
crickets,
meat
Nick?
He's about 10,
no, not
12
me.
Pounds of pure muscle here.
Yeah, I was reading somewhere that the human body can't process crickets at all. Only birds and
really?
Only birds and lizards and stuff. Yeah, there's some enzyme or something inside the crickets that we can't process, and it's really bad for the human body.
So is that actually true that these big cricket farms are popping up all over the country right now? Is that actually for human consumption? Is that true, or is that a wise?
Oh yeah, yep. I've already seen like bags of chips or something like that has processed cricket in it.
Oh my gosh! Oh.
Well, we have celebrities now out and out. When you see these corrupt celebrities and Hollywood start talking, we've seen a commercial the other day with Nicole Kidman talking about crickets, a couple late-night show hosts talking about crickets. You see, that's how they start to program your mind to accept things like this. So when it becomes world hunger and world famine, now you've heard it so much that you're going to start to think, well, maybe it's not that bad. Mealworms and, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. Listen, I don't know Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau. If you're listening, Justin Trudeau's probably listening to us live from Costa Rica. And while you're sitting down there drinking your margaritas and your cottons between your toes, I want to tell you something. I am not eating crickets.
Me neither.
It's probably just another mind control thing. Just another thing to see if they can get us to do it, you know? And they're like, hey, let's tell them we're fucking going to eat bugs. And let's see how many people will start eating bugs. And they probably wanted to see people making TikTok videos Oh, look, these crickets aren't that bad. And look, I dipped them in chocolate and I boiled them or I fucking fried them. Like, that's probably what they were looking for, you know, just like what can we start out with, you know, Nicole Kidman making a video about eating crickets. So there's no telling.
Well, even
anymore.
Angelina Jolie did the same thing too.
Yeah.
That's why they get these celebrities to do it. They want you to follow them.
Yep. You ever had a deep fried cricket, man? You know, a chocolate Oreo deep fried cricket. They're pretty good. Crunchy.
As long as it's covered in chocolate Oreos, I'll try it. Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna take those to the state fair this year and see how well they do.
I think it was the Calgary Stampede this year. They were selling cricket hot dogs.
But, you know, Chad, you were talking about, to get serious for a minute again, you were talking about how these people, you know, because there are a lot of good people out there still. I don't think that everybody's crooked, but in some ways, I think just like these, okay, so think of blackmail, man. You know, say that, you know, these jobs, they don't pay that well, but they got a lot of benefits. They go do a lot of things. They go a lot of places. They got a lot of per diem. It doesn't take much, man, to get a little blackmail on somebody. And then, you know, they're holding it over you, like, we're going to tell your wife that you did this with this prostitute that basically we hired for you this weekend, or you're going to do what we tell you to do. It doesn't take too long of falling in line to program yourself to think that, okay, well, I'm doing the right thing. Or, you know, most people fall in line because of shit like that. And then when they fall in line for so long, they just become part of the system anyway. So not to say that everybody's gone and hired a prostitute or anything like that in the system, but not even to that extent. It doesn't take much to get a little blackmail on somebody and then you control them, you know, and that shit's been going on for a long time. You know, people control people with blackmail for a long time. And I believe that that's the way that a lot of these Hollywood stars, you know, they pretty much sign up for the elite package and they do what they tell them to do when they tell them to do it. And basically if they don't, you know, they have to go through like all these guys wearing dresses, all these rappers wearing dresses and painting their freaking fingernails and stuff like that. I think that's just like embarrassment rituals. Basically you're going to do what you're told to do. And you're going to, and then people are like, hey, Little Nas just came out in a dress with his fingernails painted. That's kind of cool. And you got these freaking guys out there, these, you know, wearing freaking tutus and thinking it just doesn't take much to control these people. Robin said that she never wanted to eat Tide Pods. Well, that's, you know, that's exactly how that shit starts. It doesn't take much for this new generation to just fall in line, you know? Yep. And I feel like with the government agencies and stuff like that, if you don't fall in line, then I feel like they get you somewhere, whether it's blackmail, you know, they either get rid of you or they get you where they want you, in my opinion. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Chris?
That's what the whole Epstein Island was about.
Say that again, Nick.
Celebrities. That's what a big thing about Epstein Island was about. Giving these celebrities whatever they wanted, taping them, then holding the footage for background, pretty much.
Funny how they can find all this information on Trump, but
you get them on Lolita, basically. You get them on the airplane, and you get them on the flight log, and basically you have them controlled because they can say, hey, you know, we're going to tell them that you went to Epstein Island, and we're going to tell them that you did this or this or this. Or, you know, they can control people with just shit like that. They don't even have to have real evidence on them. So, yeah, Epstein Island was a big thing, man. That's huge. Good point right there.
Yeah, but yet, you know, nobody's saying nothing. And, you know, one thing with these powerful politicians, they all got sick devices. And these intelligence agencies and so forth, they're there to feed your sick devices. You look over in China, some of the pictures that come out of the Hunter Biden laptop, pictures of him with what appeared to be, you know, 11 and 12-year-old girls all surrounding him, massaging him, and leading him into the room, and it just sickens my stomach just to even talk about it. And yet these corrupt scum, and excuse me for saying that, at the FBI covering up for that, you know, they want to say it's hidden under a national security or whatever. That shows that China has direct influence right now over the President of the United States and his son and his whole entourage, likely.
Where did Camilla go? We haven't seen her in a long time, have we?
No, we
Kamala
haven't.
Or whatever the hell her name is.
She's probably cackling her way up to somewhere. I mean, you know, we should just call her Camilla LeCackle. I mean, it's insane. She was polling at 1%. She was the front runner of the Democratic Party. All of a sudden, Tulsi Gabbard come out and destroyed her. Absolutely destroyed her. After that, I mean, she probably couldn't get a job at a hot dog stand, but yet they hired her to vice president. It could only mean one thing. She's corrupt and corrupt to the core.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably listened to tonight's show. So if you are, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing.
You know, one thing I'd like to bring up, guys, we lost a patriot here a couple weeks ago. Chantel left us, unfortunately. And anybody that's listening that's curious about it, we were able to, my wife and I coming back on holidays, we were able to get to Calgary and go down and visit her before they started the trek to Houston to try and get her the life-saving drugs to save her from the brain cancer. And I had to spend the morning with her. So she was she's quite the fiery little French girl. And at one point I whispered to her, I think there's a, somebody told me a rumor there that you're Justin Trudeau's greatest fan. Well, Chantel had paralysis on the one side of her body. Her whole left hand side of her body wasn't working, but her middle finger on her right hand was. And the smile that lit her face up when I asked her that question was worth a million words right there.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I saw that TikTok, and I probably kind of saw it too late, actually. It's kind of heartbreaking. You know, I seen the video. I don't know if it's you did it or someone did it of her, and, you know, to see her smiling and, you know, and involved. You know, that's one great thing that this freedom movement bought us. You know, it bought us all, you know, almost together like family. And so to see someone like that pass away, it's almost a shame, you know. And my heart really goes out
and
to
fast.
Our family. And
I haven't talked to Ed since. I've been kind of leaving him be. I know he's got a lot on his plate right now, and he had a lot on his plate before. She was hiking in the mountains 3 weeks, well, a month ago now, perfectly healthy, and that's just how fast it hit her and how aggressive it was. She's a beautiful soul, and unfortunately she's above watching us right now from the clouds and wishing us all the best. I can still see her smiling face. So.
Yeah, her husband must be devastated for sure, you know. But, you know, you can say that she's a woman who stood for principle and stood for her country. And, you know, that's why I don't understand why people kick up against what, you know, we try to do as patriots, if you want to call us that. I've never considered myself a patriot, never believed in it. You know, I was always, you know, I think as Canadians we're more provincial. You know, I'm from Newfoundland. You're from Saskatchewan. You know, it's basically where you're from. And, you know, but something happened when you guys come roaring down the highways and then the people on side the highways. That's what did it for me with the Canadian flags. Oh, that moved me to tears. All of
There's
a sudden I become.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael, I've always admired the fact that the United States always holds that flag so high. You know, that American flag, Stars and Stripes, is prominent everywhere you see it down here. And you guys just, that's something so proud. And I've never seen that in Canada. It's always been there. It's never been flown high. We've never stood behind that flag like what we should. And now you see it everywhere. You know, I went out and put a flagpole in my front yard. And I'm proud of that.
Man, we've got a lot of patriotic American-loving people down here. And you drive through Texas and you see just as many Texas flags with the American flag. People have both in their yard. People are very – they love Texas. People that are from here and know the history of Texas, and they love Texas just as much as they love the United States. Some of them love Texas more than they do the United States. But, man, you know, just a couple weeks ago, the FBI basically labeled – people that have the American flag in their yard as basically domestic terrorists.
The three percenter sign, you know, the Gladstone flag. I don't know, about seven or eight symbols, different symbols, and then basically having the American flag in your yard makes you somebody that people need to watch out for, kind of. And that's insane.
Same
to me.
With
they're
Canada,
basically
too.
Demonizing our – they're trying to demonize our flag so people are afraid to fly it now. It's crazy,
yep.
Man. I never – like I said, I never thought in my 41 years that – 42 now – that we would be where we are this day and age, man. The stories my grandpa told me – both of my grandpas, man. One of my grandpas fought in World War II and told me, you know, just so many stories about just all the shit that they went through to get us where we are today. And just, it's insane, guys, that we allowed it to happen. Our parents allowed it to happen, and we grew up just not knowing shit, not giving shit about shit, and whew, look at where it got us.
Pretty sad. Pretty sad. My grandparents fought in World War II.
Well, you know,
the crazy
I got a
thing
story
about
that too.
FBI report.
Sorry, Nick. I was just going to say real quick that my grandfather was on a ship in World War II, and he was a cook on board, nothing special. But he had appendicitis attack, and they rushed him to the hospital, got him off the ship, and right after they took him off, the German sanker.
Ooh.
Wow.
Crazy. You just meant my big mouth's meant to be here, you know? Go ahead, Nick. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah, I was watching that thing about the FBI report about the flags. They didn't even mention Antifa or BLM. After all the rioting, looting, and chaos they caused over the country over the last couple of years, like, it's just insane.
That's what I hate, you know? I mean... You know, I did a video the other day, actually, is, you know, be proud of your flag. Stop turning it upside down. And I kind of went on a little rant over it. You know, that's our flag. You know, take pride in it. Turning it upside down is an international thing of distress. But, you know, we're Canadians. We should be able to handle our own crap. We don't need nobody to come here and save us. We got to deal with it ourselves. You know, perhaps... as Kim just texted me, Trudeau over in Costa Rica because he's looking for a place with no extradition. You know, and he knows his time is coming, right? He knows. He's hiding away. I mean, he tried hiding in Biden's basement, but, you know, he got outed. So he's trying to find countries now he can't be extradited from.
Yeah, the funny thing about that, I posted a TikTok earlier today. And I had someone message me saying that it was taken down. So I checked my account. It was still up on my profile, but I checked my notifications from TikTok, and TikTok messaged me and said that it's been taken down, but yet still up on my profile. I've never had that happen before, so I don't know if it's still up yet now, but pretty crazy.
I've lost four videos in the last week here. Due to these My Little Clapback videos, it's been kind of pissing me off the last while. These guys that come on my page and they talk shit about me, and then I talk shit. I don't even talk shit about them in return. I make fun of them. I kind of call them out on their stuff. I don't think it's bullying harassing, but then TikTok sides with them and I lose the video. So I mean, I need to try a different approach, maybe.
I think, Chris, there's a change in the guard there or something. I've been losing videos left right now. I get them back. But, you know, I don't know, maybe they're cracking down on us or something. But I suggest that if you do those, just call out the username. Don't put it up on the screen. That might help you, right? Just my thoughts on it.
Do you think it's the fact that you're doing the reply to a video, do you think that's what's causing you right now? So what if I just told them I love them and I wish some flowers? And
you give them hugs and, you know, all this stuff and warm kissy faces. But the key is to insult them without letting them know that you're insulting them.
I've been trying that the last couple of days, but this guy calls me white supremacist and a whole bunch, even made fun of my wife the other day, and I clapped back at him a little bit, and the video got taken down for bullying and harassing. So.
Man. Yeah, you gotta cut those out, because whoever's on that now, they're going after your account. They love to get you going, so you reply back, and they can send it. Like, I've been losing a couple now to violent extremists. I mean, like,
really?
How? I did one on China's making moves, so I've found Nancy Pelosi over in China, and all I said was,
Russia could have did the world a favor if they had rest Pelosi and Schumer and Mitch McConnell and Justin Trudeau, all them when they're in Ukraine, could have did the whole world a favor and charged them with war crimes. But
yep.
I guess that's too extreme.
Down.
Yeah. And I lost the appeal to it, too.
Man, my latest email from TikTok says, thanks for contacting TikTok. We understand how important your account is to you. After further review of your account, it will remain permanently banned due to a violation of our violent extremism policy. Okay, there was no content on the page. I made the page. It got taken down. So I emailed them and said, hey, guys, I never even posted anything. My account got taken down. Will somebody please look into this? And that was the message that they sent me, that my account will remain permanently banned due to a violation of our violent extremism policy. So basically, I'm a violent extremism, and I can't be on TikTok. I mean,
yeah,
it's insane.
It's pretty sad. It is.
It is. It really is sad because I've never called for violence on that app. I've called for unity from both sides many times. All I've done is called out the truth, and they don't like that. I didn't call out the truth. I called out their bullshit on COVID. I called out their bullshit on the mandates, and they don't like that. You know, same as they don't like it though. I just do it in a different way.
So I heard.
And
I was told there's a Facebook lawsuit against the Facebook acting like they do. Is that true? And as if that's something we can start maybe looking into with TikTok?
It is with Facebook, but Facebook's an American-owned company. And so with TikTok being a China-based company, basically, and us signing up and basically giving them the right to do whatever the fuck they want to do with us, I don't think that we're allowed to sue them yet. I think there's a couple politicians, a couple guys, maybe Matt Gaetz or whatever. I think he's filed a petition to make TikTok be liable for their actions. But as of right now, I don't even think you can sue them.
Well, I think the answer is to go after, you know, like all these businesses that locked out their employees, made them get vaccinated, made them leave their jobs of 20 and 30 years. I think all these people need to get together and sue the companies and make them pay for listening to the government, because the government only suggested the vaccine mandate. It wasn't, you know, they couldn't force a business to do it, but these businesses took it upon themselves to do it, and I think they should be made to pay. There was already one lawsuit, one in Canada. As far as I know, I think it was the health sector. I'm not sure, you know. But I think, you know, that's what you got to do in case they ever get the idea to do it in the future. People are going to remember, look, this just cost this company millions of dollars. If we make our employees do that, it's going to be the exact same thing. And that's what we got to do. Businesses especially need to get together. All these restaurants and bars, you need to get together and say, no, we're not closing. We're not doing nothing. And they can't fine everybody. They can't shut everybody down. And that's the end of it right there, my thoughts.
Look at Saskatchewan. There's something that still pisses me off to this day. There's a certain girl that works for the Saskatchewan Health Authority. I think she's out of the Saskatoon area. It was her main issue and her main goal to run around Saskatchewan undercover writing $14,000 tickets to every restaurant that wasn't asking for the COVID vaccine passport. Did you know that, coincidentally, her first name is Karen?
And they were getting off on it. Like, they were enjoying writing these people these tickets. And meanwhile, now you look what happened to that pastor up in Alberta. He wouldn't shut his church down. They gave him all kinds of fines. And you know, thank
Perfect.
The good Lord above that he challenged it in court, and they were made to pay him back the money and apologize to him the whole nine yards.
Now, the next one is now Chris Scott with the Whistle Stop Cafe. He needs his day in court the same way that Arthur Pelosi was just vindified by all that, too.
In Ontario, there was a business in Belleville. I don't know if you heard of that, Nick. He owned Wildling, and he said, no, we're not shutting down. We don't care how many fines you give me. Anyways, the government pretty much ruined them. hopefully takes him to court and wins that. But I think there's got to be some class action lawsuits to kind of put the fear into them that you can't just treat people this way.
Well, does everybody know that Peterburgers in Peterborough, Ontario, has actually closed the doors now? They were one of the ones that defied the orders, and the governments pretty much came in and told them health and safety standards. They had to upgrade all their cooking utilities. The government did their bureaucracy bullshit and pretty much just ran them out of business to the point where they had to close their doors a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. So what do you think of Queen Ramona? I did not know that you could declare yourself royalty in Canada and have a following. I mean, they already say the cult of Chatio. I didn't know I could be King Chatio. What's your thoughts on that, Nick?
The whole time I was in the Q movement, I've never heard of Queen Ramona. No one's ever heard of her except for, like, after the election, pretty much. So I'm pretty sure she's, like, a paid agitator. Or just, I don't know. She's out there, though. I wouldn't trust her. I don't follow her. I don't listen to her. Like, just garbage, I think.
I've never heard nothing about her.
We tried to follow her around with fire extinguishers because she was gonna light a Canadian flag on fire. So we tried to really hard to follow her around with fire extinguishers, one thing, and we were unsuccessful, of course. But she's quite the piece of work. I don't know her. I don't know what she'd look like, but she's definitely not out for the right reasons. And there's actually people that follow her, which is more scary.
They just arrested a bunch of her followers in Peterborough for trying to do citizens' arrest on the Peterborough police.
No, I seen that.
On the who, sorry?
On the Peterborough police. They all gathered outside. Oh. The police had the doors locked. They were walking in front, and the first police officer to come out, they tried to arrest on behalf of Queen Ramona. If you're listening,
she's
Queen Ramona, I'm not saying nothing against you.
I am. You burnt a Canadian flag. You're a piece of human shit in my eyes. There you go.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And anybody let it happen. You know, I mean, this is our country. We're going to be proud of it. And flag burning in my presence, I can tell you that.
Nope.
What do you think there, Michael? Final words?
Nope. I'm not putting up with any flag burners. We don't have much of that going on around here, though, man. That's more Washington, Seattle, you know, fucking Los Angeles type bullshit. That doesn't happen around here. Maybe in San Antonio, Houston, Austin area, but I've never seen it personally. I guarantee nobody wants me to see it because I'll go to jail over it.
When you watch those caskets,
place to burn a flag.
Yeah, you get hurt down there. When you watch those caskets, those casket-draped flags, or the flag-draped caskets, let's say, come out of those jets or those planes from overseas, it changes the way you think about the way that Canadian flag or that American flag is held.
Damn right, mm-hmm. Man. Those guys went over there and fought for their freedoms and fought for our freedoms. Half of them didn't know what they were signing up for, but they knew what they were going over there for. And they didn't come back, man. That's a really piece of shit thing to do.
It is. It's the lowest of the lows in my book, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, people who hate their country, right, they're taught now by educators. You see, there's no, if you look, all your educators now, your college educators, your school educators, they're all liberal. They're all far left. And what they're teaching is they're teaching our kids to be. And, I mean, what do you think on that? I mean, that's insane. That's what it seems like to me.
I've got a 17-year-old that's still in school right now, my daughter. My son, 19, has been out for a couple of years now. Jonathan fought the fight pretty good. He's still unvaccinated to this day, and his whole motto was he kind of pushed it back on the liberal teachers by throwing his Trump pictures on his screensaver as much as he could. My daughter's a little bit more. She wants to be a school teacher when she grows up and after school, and I give her all the credit in the world. But I've seen what the schools do to our children, and it's not nice. It's sickening, to be honest with you.
Well, my daughter's studying to be a doctor. And, you know, so I get all the gifts. And, you know, it's just, she thinks I'm ready for lunch.
Oh.
But that is it. You know, guys, we appreciate you having me on tonight. Nick, you're a little quiet. We tried to get you out of the shell a little bit, and we even bought your big brother there to come protect you and keep you safe. But you stayed there in your safe space, and
he did good. He did good. He gave it in there.
He did,
I don't
really,
talk too much.
He did really good. I know that you did really well. You did really well, Nick, and we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate everything you had to say. And, Chris, you know, it's open seat for you. You just calls us up when you're ready to come back on or when Zippy wants to come on, and we make it happen. But I'm not paying $1 million next time because, you know, it's maybe
half a million. Well, I'll have a conversation with Zip here. He needs to be told this disappointment here. He's got to be a little more forthcoming. So I'll have a conversation with him tonight while he's sleeping soundly beside me.
We really appreciate that, man.
When the gloves are ready to come off and you're actually allowed to talk, what I would like to do is get you on the show. Maybe you can give us the exclusive, and we'll promote the hell of it all over. I'll do paid promotion the whole nine yards. We'll let the world know and get you on where you can actually say whatever it is you want to say. And make sure
there's going to be, I don't know if I've told anybody this, this is kind of quietly. I'm allowed to do certain things, you know, as long as I follow my conditions, and I do my best to follow my conditions. I don't breach them in any respect. Canadians for Truth with Theo Fleury and Jamie Soleil are now going to have a live show once a month in Calgary. And it sounds like I've been invited to take part in the second airing of that. So it'll be October 22nd in Calgary. There's still a lot of details that are going to be released yet. But so we could do radio shows right now, and we're going to try and do a television show. Hey, Nick, do you want to go live on the TV? That would be kind of cool, hey, for your for your nerves. My nerves are bad enough, I can imagine.
No, thank you.
No.
I hate having my face on TikTok to begin with, so.
You play a good role, buddy. I enjoy your videos. They always make me smile, and I like the information I get from you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I see me get on TV, you know, all brave over the line and stuff. You get on TV, all of them freeze right up.
and this is my nerve thing, and the lawyers are going to have to beat the living shit out of me with information for the next month from now, but sitting in front of an inquiry under testimony will be something that unnerves the living shit out of me, to be honest with you. So, not looking forward to that, but it's something that has to happen, so I will do everything in my power to make sure I'm prepared, and my lawyers are already waiting for me, and have what, you know, of course I got a trial that's coming up that I got to be careful what I say on that, because it could be used against me right at the trial day. So there's a lot of concerns and a lot of stuff that's got to be dealt with, so.
Well, we take care of you here at the Patriot United Radio Show, and, you know, we don't want them getting wind of us either.
No. We'll get her. I'm out here walking
Michael,
my dog right now, but he's...
I just want to
Michael,
say...
Michael, you want to... sorry, go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead. I just
no,
want to thank
ahead,
Chris
buddy.
For... Okay. I just want to thank Chris for waking up the country. And, like, just showing everyone that there is hope left in Canada, and it is worth fighting for. So thank you very much.
Much appreciated, my
friend.
Yeah,
and I appreciate you too, Chris. I mean, you know, I get people saying to me I'm a hero and all this stuff, and I think, no, you know, I'm not the one to put something on the line, forget everything, dropped everything, put my business on the line, my whole nine yards to go down and do something and create a movement, and I just came along for the ride. So, you know, I also appreciate you as always, and appreciate your character. That's the side that a lot of people don't get to see, you know, that you actually care about your country, you actually care about chaos, and you don't want to see violence in the streets or rioting or unruly protesting, or you don't want to see any harm done to our great police officers. that's why I get along so good with you, because we're on the same, wavelength there. You know, we just want the best for our country, however that is.
I've had a couple people come to me and say things in the past, saying, like, we tried it the peaceful way, now it's time for violence, and I will continue that to the last breath I take. There is no need for violence. I don't care what happens. You can't accomplish anything with violence. You do it peacefully or you don't do it at all, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
Well, you got to be careful what you say, right? You got to be careful, especially as an influencer. People take it the wrong way, and we all get mad. We all have a frustrating day, and we get ready to fire. I do, anyways. I get ready to fire off on TikTok, and then, I got to erase that one. I do it again. I got to erase that. I do it again. I'm calmed down by the time I get to my fifth video, I guess. But your thoughts on it, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I agree with Chris 100%. That's what they want. They want us to revolt and to get pissed off and revolt so that they can actually take full power. That would give them the action to come in and do what they want to do. And so the only way out of this would be power in numbers and just unity, man. We all come together and we all just say, hey, we're not going to take your bullshit no more. And we just don't comply. And that's why people just need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. We need to know how to do things. We need to, just like I said earlier, you just need to mentally prepare, physically prepare. You need to be prepared medically wise, food wise, to just take care of yourself and not need the government. Because as soon as everybody doesn't need the government, they can't control us. And to end the show with that, we can't comply our way out of anything. Unity is the only way out. I love you guys.
Absolutely.
Chris, man, you're a badass. You really did bring you brought Canadians together. You brought attention to Canada, to Americans, because, man, I had no clue what anything. I had no clue about what was going on up there until you guys started your shit. So, you guys freaking opened up a lot of eyes to the corruption up there, and we just appreciate you all.
Inspired the world.
You did. You inspired the whole world. And Nick, keep doing what you're doing on TikTok until they won't let you do it anymore, man. You keep waking people up. You keep putting that shit in people's faces. And if you're on IG, man, I want to see you over there. If not, then, come over there. So, anyways, you guys have a great night.
Thanks, brother.
Talk to you on the next show, and I'll probably make me another TikTok account in about 2 or 3 weeks. We'll give them a break from my face and my voice. I may come back with a mask and an anonymous voiceover or something. We'll see what happens. So,
I appreciate you having us.
Great night.
Night, guys.
Yeah, y'all have a
piece
great
of
night.
Advice,
thanks,
guys.
Everybody.
Anybody listening, piece of advice, don't do it, Michael.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Actually,
thanks a lot
duet,
for coming on.
Yeah, the duets
thanks,
are still all over TikTok. So my wife said she still sees me all over there. She just doesn't see me personally. So they don't give a shit if my videos are out there. They just don't want me on there because I'm a violent extremist, apparently. But y'all have a great night. Thanks, everybody, for calling in.
You too, guys. Take care.
Have a great night. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank
you. Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.